Learning Masechta's Megillah, that Beis and Aleph for starting the Masechta. The Mishnah says that Megillah's Nikus be an Aleph, be a Beis, be a Gimel, be a Dal, but it's lovely, Pachas, for Yeser. The Megillah could be read on the 11th of Ad, the 12th of Ad, the 13th of Ad, the 14th of Ad, the 15th of Ad, never before, never later. And the Mishnah explains, the Kracham Amakafim Lechayma Meisir Shua Benun Akarim B'Tezvav, that if it's a walled city, Meisir Shua Benun is reading on the 15th, and the Kfarim Vayaris Gadelis Karim B'Dalin, everyone else, the small cities and large cities that aren't walled, are read, read on the 14th of Adar. El Shekvarim Akdimliya Meknisa, as she explains, that if all the Makafim B'Tezvav and the Kracham Kfarim says Adalin, so when are the other 3 days? Teretz says the other 3 days are a kula. Chacham gave Rishus to read the Megillah early for the Bnei Kfar. The Rashi says that the reason why the Bnei Kfarim go into the cities on Monday and Thursday is because of the Batei Din, that they have to have Dinei Torah in the cities, and the Batei Din Yerushim Bayaris B'Sheinim V'Chamishi Katakanis Ezra. The Rishenim say a different reason, both here and in Yevamos Daf Yedalad. They bring the reason because of Kriya Satera. Rabbi Nechananel on the side says that and the Rosh, it's later on Simin Vav, and the Rosh Beritva and the Ran, and the Rishaynim also in Yivamis and Daf Yidal, it all say that. Rishaynim actually being Yerushalmi, which is clear that way. The Yerushalmi asks the Kasha like this, Boyin Kamir Rav Meina, Voy Ezra Hiskin Shikarim B'Tayra B'Beiz V'Shemi V'Chemishi B'Shamis V'Mincha, Umoichai ve'estim saknam asha'asad ezra l'sakei. Umoichai ve'estim was the one who wrote the Megillah. And they were misakin, yonalf, yibayz, and yigimel, but Ezra wasn't misakin kriyasatera yet. So Yishalmi says, Amalei mishasidir esa mishna samcha ala mikra. Not clear what the Yishalmi means. The one who was misakin in the mishna was samech on the mikra. How was he answering the question? So Benetam, the Shaini bringer Benetam, it's in Sefer Yashas Simin Shinlam and Aleph, that says, that din of Yeralef, Yebez, and Yegimel is really an asmachta. Mishasidu, Samishna, Samach, Lamikra, it's only an asmachta. Really, at the time in the Megillah, didn't have these days, because Ezra wasn't Misakin yet, Kriyas Atari, Monday and Thursday. But afterwards, they all made an asmachta on it. But they all argue, because the Gemara is Mavur, that it has to be a Adrasha Gemura, because otherwise you'll have the problem of Aim Bezin Chel, Lakar Levatal Divi Ben Zechavel King God of Men of Bechachav and Minyan. So it must be a Joshua Gemurah. So they say the Pshat of the Yishalmi is Mishasidus and Mishasamach Lamikra means the Pasuk gave Rishus to be Misaki and Alfi Beis and Yigimel if there's a Tzarech, but at that time there wasn't a Tzarech because they didn't have Tekanis Ezra yet, and by the Mishnah there was a Tzarech because of Tekanis Ezra. That's the Yishalmi's Teretz. Al-Kapanam Yishalmi is Klar Mashma, that the reason why the Kfarim of Din Liam Meknisa has to do with the Tekanis Ezra of Laining Teira Vesheni and Chamishi, apparently they went in for Kriya Satera. Now Rashi also says another thing. Rashi says the Kfarim themselves, they don't know how to read. So the reason why they have to go into the city is because one of the people in the city have to read for them. So Mele, they're going to have to all come into the city Pashit because they don't know how to read the Megillah on their own. So the Mele, since they're coming in on Monday and Thursday, Rashi says, they didn't, Rishayim say, because of Kriya Satera, so they don't have to come in an extra day. But there are two other shittas in Rishayim, how it works. The Rosh, in Yevamos, like we said in Daf Yedal, that's Perek Aleph Simen Tes, he says that one of the villages actually read it to the other villages, not the people of the city. Because Rishayim have a Kasha and Rashi, we'll speak about it soon. How could the Ben Ir be Maitzi the Bnei HaKfarim? He can't be Yetzu with this Kriya. The Ben Ir has a Chiyiv to read it on Yadal. He's not Yetzu when he reads earlier. So how could he be Maitzi them if he can't be Yetzu himself? It's not this man Kriya for him. It's only this man Kriya for the Bnei HaKfarim. So the two Mahalchim, the Rosh says that they would go into the Ir, partially because there was no way for them to gather in the Kfarim. The Kfarim, they were all spread apart. The Ran also says that here. They were going to the Ir Pashit, as the Echatim said, to gather together. They couldn't gather in the Kfarim, they had to gather in the Ir. But when they were by the Ir, they had their own minion. The Bnei HaKfarim would have their own kibbutz in the Ir with their own minion, and one of the Bnei HaKfarim would read for them. The Ma'isa, other Rishayim, Taizen Yivam Mustafi Dalad, brings it from Rabbeinu Chaim Kayin, And the Rishonim there bring it from the Rav Bezdin Mishim Ramesh Rav Yosef, and the Rishonim here also bring this from the Ravid, that the Kfar Bechal didn't go into the city. Once you're saying it's Kriyas HaTorah, so the Pshat is they will come to the Shul in the Kfar. It doesn't make so much of a difference, but that's how they're learning. Bechal didn't go into the city. The Kfar stayed in the Kfar. But the Pshat is the Kfar was scattered, and they weren't able to get to Shul so easily. Monday and Thursday they went to Shul. They didn't go to Shul the rest of the week. So that was the cooler for them, that they have to make another time where they have to go to Shul on Purim besides the Monday and Thursday. So it's an extra time where they have to be matriach to get to Shul. And that was difficult for them. They anyway went to Shul Monday and Thursday for Kriyas HaTorah. So now they made that. That's the time also for Kriyas Megillah. So like we said, Kami Rishonim say this, that the Kfarim didn't go to the Ayaris at all. Nechnasim means Nechnasim to the Shul and the Kfar. Like we said, Teizin Yivamis Nav Yidam Hashem Ebeinu Chaim Kain. All the Rishonim they say, Nav Hashem Ebeinu Chaim Kain, but they bring it from the Rav HaBezdin Hashem Rav Moshe Rav Yosef. The Rishonim may bring it from the Rav, but maybe they mean the Rav HaBezdin. The Rambam also is pretty first that way. The Rambam, Melchus Begillah Perek Alef Halacha Vav, when he brings the din of the Kfarim, his words like this, B'nei HaKfarim, She'enem Eskabsim B'batei Kinesiyais, Ela B'beis Vehei, Tignalem She'em Mekdim V'karim B'yem Meknisa. The B'nei HaKfarim, which don't gather in the Beis HaKnesses only on Monday and Thursday, they're Mesakah that they could read early on the day of the Knesa. It says B'batei Kinesiyais, doesn't say anything about going into the ear. It sounds like B'batei Kinesiyais in their own cities. Like a Mishnah points this out. So the Rishonim and Yevamos were discussing Leisis Gaida. Do I not get into it by Arichas? The question was, the Gemara there asked Akasha, why isn't the reading of Mukafim and Ayaris, why isn't that Leisis Gaida do? And there's an issue of Leisis Gaida do, Leis Asra, goodness or goodness. You can't have half of Klai Yisrael, part of Klai Yisrael doing one way and part of Klai Yisrael doing the other way. When it's us and when it's not. You might ask this Kasha, how come the Ayaris and the Mukafim, why isn't that Leisis Gaida do? The Gemara says the Teretz. The Rishonim ask, why isn't the Kfarim Leisis Gaida do? Because the Gemara's Teretz wouldn't necessarily answer that. Because the Gemara makes a chilek if it's the same city or different cities. So if you're going to make a chilek if it's the same city or different cities, so the Kfarim is all, they're both in the same city. And some people are reading on Yud Gimel, and some people are reading on Yom HaKnisa, Yad Alef Yud Beis Gimel, and some people are reading on Yud Aleph. So there, some Rishonim say to answer that kasha, that they didn't read it in the city. It's also two different cities. Just like the Mukafis and the Ayaris are not considered Iskadu because it's two different cities, so too the Kfarim and the Ayaris are not considered Iskadu because it's two different cities. They didn't come into the city. That's what Kami Rishonim say. Other Rishonim say, and this is what the Rosh says, even if they did come into the city, but they had their own minion. They didn't have a Ben Ir laning for them. It was their own place. So that was like two Batei Dinim v'Ir Achas. And other Rishonim say, Svara, that if there's a chiv that one does this and one does that, it's a kpeda, one has to bedafka do this, one dafka has to do that, that's what it's going to do. Now, Shengen, the kfarim coming in, that's a kula. They also could lay it on your dalav. We're being makel for them telling early, that's not what it's going to do. I'll go upon him. Not getting into that so much, but Ikka, what I'm bringing out is that there are three mahalchim where the kfarim, how the kfarim laned. Rashi says they came into the ear because they didn't know how to lane. So Benir had to lane for them. Other Rishonim say either they came into the ear or even they stayed in their own kfar, because the Rishonim say the reason why they were gathered was because of Kriyas HaTorah, so they didn't have to necessarily come into the ear. But either way, they knew how to lane. They just couldn't gather together except Monday and Thursday. So Mamela, one of the B'nai Kfarim laned. So the Rishonim asked the Kasha and Rashi, how could a Ben Ir lane for them if he can't be Yetzer with this Kriya? So it should be like a Einem Echuyim Bedavar, and he's not Yetzer Am Bnei Chavasim. And they bring a Raya to this. And as you shouldn't say, what do you mean? He's also Mechuyim in the Gila. He just lanes Megillah on a different day. But they say, the Yishalmi says, that a Ben Krach can't be Meitzi a Ben Ir, and a Ben Ir is not Meitzi Ben Krach. And as you have somebody from a Krach, from Yishalayim, he happens to be in Bnei Brak and Yedalad, but even that he's not Mechuyiv in the Kriya of Yedalad, he can't read the Megillah for the people of the ear, because he's Mechuyiv in a different Kriya, he's Mechuyiv in the Zav, and the same thing. You have somebody that already had Purim on Yedalad, and he comes into a Mukhev Chayma, comes to Yerushalayim on Shushan Purim, but even that he's not Mechuyiv to lane Megillah on Tezvav, he can't be Meitzi then, because he has different chiyuv. So even though they're both mechuyev and Megillah, but it's totally in your chiyuv. That's Rishayim's kasha and Rashi. Rashi says, Mefurish not the way. Rashi says that the Ben Ir was Meitzi the Ben Kfar. What's the pshat in that? So there are achrayim, Rabbi Kilegan, the Mishnayis, and the Turiyevin, daily achrayim, that say that Enechanami, Rashi doesn't mean he was Meitzi then. Rashi means that they read after him. The Ben Ir would read it, and they would read after him. He would do word for word. That Hashayla is, so why do you say they've been Kariyah Baal Peh? So the Baruch Tam and the Turiyevin says, this is what happened. They all had their own Megillahs, and they would be looking inside the Megillahs, and the Ben Ir would say word for word the Megillah. You see, in those days, they didn't have printed Megillahs. They didn't know Pashat how to say the words correctly, how to say the Nekudes, how to pronounce the word, how to say the Tamim. They didn't know how to do it correctly. You have a Ben Ir, he's the expert. He'll tell them, he'll say Vayhi, and they'll say Vayhi, he'll say Bimei, and they say Bimei, he'll say Achashverosh, say Achashverosh. They'll say word for word, but they have to be reading it from the Ksav. Now let's say you have someone that doesn't know how to read altogether. So good, he'll hear it from his friend that's reading it from the cloth. But the people there will be reading it from their cloth after the person that would, the Balkari, will be farlaning it for them. He'll, like a katan that's makriyas the halal, he can't be made see the gadol and halal, but he could read the halal, and the gadol could say afterwards, Aina makam mashu aimer. That's what the achrayim say. But the maestro the Ritva, he brings from his rabbi, he says, no, Rashi means that the Ben Ir can be Meitzi them, but he says like this. He says, a Ben Ir and a Ben Krach, that the Yerushalmi says you can't be Meitzi, because there's two chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv of the ear to lay on your dalet. There's a chiyuv of a krach to lay on your zvav. A krach has no din to lay on your dalet, and an ear has no din to lay on your zvav. So kumtais, they're not mechuyiv in each other's chiyuvim, they're not mechuyiv in other, and male, they can't be Meitzi. Masha'enkin, the Ben Ir and the Ben Kfar, they have the same chiyuv. Their chiyuv is your dalet. The Ben Kfar is a kula, he could be earlier. The Ben Ir doesn't have that kula. But it's not a different chiyuv. They're both mechuyiv, the same chiyuv. Now, as Yishalmi is a chiddush, don't say there's a general chiyuv called Megillah. And they're both mechuyiv and Megillah, they're both called mechuyiv, but no. There's a chiyuv of the Kfarim, of Avayaris, the chiyuv of the Krachim. There's a chiyuv of Tezvav, the chiyuv of Yidalit. But for the Kfar in the ear, it's not a separate chiyuv. If the Kfar lanes in Yidalit Avadi is Yitzah. And even the Bnei Ir, if they would need to be Makdim, they could be Makdim. They just don't need to. So male, the din is Yadalit. But Kumtais is considered the same Chiyuv. It's considered the same Chiyuv. And the male, they call Mechayiv Adavar. So I want to go into this a little bit. What's this Machlaikis Rishainim? Some Rishainim hold, Kama Rishainim argue on Rashi, and they hold the Ben Ir cannot be Meitzi Ben Krach. It's called Shainim Mechayiv Adavar and Meitzi Ram Nechavasei. It's not a good kriya for the Ben Ir, so male he can't be the one Meitzi. And male they say it's the Ben Kfar that's the one that's laying the Megillah. Now Shenkin Rashi holds, the way the Ritva explains it, no, he's not called the Enim Chuyiv B'davar, because they're essentially Chayiv in the same Chiyiv. So what's the Sar Samach like is? I would say it's totally in this Chakira. We have a Din, Afal B'Shiyatza Meitzi, that much we have. Someone made Kiddush, he was ready Yaitza Kiddush. Someone else comes in who wasn't Yaitza Kiddush, you can make Kiddush again for him. Even though you were Yaitza. But there's then Arvus Avish Yaitza Meitzi. Someone already laid Megillah, he's ready Yaitza. The male, he still could read the Megillah for someone. Still could be Meitzi him. Or Berchus Amazin, even if the Rishayim say this, because it says you have to do Kazayin's Dagan to be Meitzi. I, the other person's Mechuyim in their Isa here, Kedei Sviya, and you're only Mechuyim in their Rabbanan. The Teretz is, has the same gather. But all these things, the pshat is, you could be Yaitzah with this thing. It is considered a Maisa Mitzvah for you. It's just you were Yaitzah ready. Or you didn't need enough to be Mechuyiv. So you're not a Mechuyiv B'davar. You're Mechuyiv in the Mitzvah, but you're not Mechuyiv right now because you were Yaitzah ready. So Mela, it's a Maisa Mitzvah for you. So Mela can be Yaitzah Yedah. Mashenk and Son is not Mechuyiv B'davar. Chayr Shaita V'Kan is not Mechuyiv B'davar. Is any Yaitzah Tzeram Nechavasan? So the Machlokes Rishayim is like this. Is the pshat that Einu Mechuyiv B'davar is the pshat that as long as you can't be Yaitzu with this, not that you rather are not Yaitzu with this because you're Yaitzu ready, but you can't be Yaitzu with this, for you it's not good enough, so then you can't be Meitzi Acherim, or no. Even if for you it's not good enough, But Lamaisa, you're mechuyiv in the same mitzvah. For him, it's good enough. If you're not mechuyiv in that mitzvah altogether, so you have no shaykhs, you can't be made to him. But if you're mechuyiv in the mitzvah, even though this particular thing is not good enough for your chiyiv, but you still can be made to yena. So that's the thing. The Bnei Ir and the Bnei Krach are two different chiyuvim. The Ben Ir and the Ben Kfar is the same chiyuv. They're both yadalad. But this is not a good enough chiyuv for the Ben Ir, because the Ben Ir has to wait till yadalad. So for him, it's not good enough. But he's mechuyiv in the same chiyuv. So that's the machlokes Yishayim. Rashi holds, it doesn't matter, it's not good enough for you. As long as the Maisa, you mechuyiv in the same mitzvah, so you consider mechuyiv, but the can be Maisi. The other Yishayim hold, no, since for you it's not a kriya, you have to wait till you're dalid, so it's not a kriya for you, so you can't be Maisi anyone else. So a very good dugma the davar is the Shail in the Yishayim, in the Achreinim, in the Peskim. What's it then if someone forgot a day of Sirius Aimer? So now, he can't count, he's a mechuyiv b'davar. He's mechuyiv in Sirius Aimer, but he forgot a day. So now his Sirius doesn't count anymore. Because if he forgot a day, could he be made to someone else in the bracha of the Sirius Aimer? Prichadish says no. Why? I is also mechuyiv in Sirius Aimer. So the Prichadish mamish tell to the Yishalmi, just like the Yishayim tell it to. He says, but you see, a ben ir can't be made to a ben krach. A ben krach can't be made to a ben ir. So you see, even though they're both mechuyiv in Megillah, but for you, you're not yetsu with this kriya, you can't be meisu with this kriya. So who would then hear? You're not yetsu with this sphere assignment because you missed the day, so you can't be meisu with this sphere assignment. But the way we're learning, that's good according to Rishayim, that would say a ben ir can't be meisu a ben kfar. But if you Rashi, that a ben ir can be meisu a ben kfar, so who would then someone who forgot a day of Sirius Aimer can be mighty, even though for him it's not a sphere, but then mechuyiv in the same mitzvah, and you'll have the same din of Alfish Yatzah mighty. And the Prima Gadim, in Siman Taf Peites, he brings the Pri Chadash that says he can't be mighty, but he says, but according to Rashi it could, Imamish brings down what we're saying here. Rashi then holds that a ben ir can be mighty, a ben kfar, so that's the suffix, he makes it sexeka. There are shittas that hold if you forgot a day of Sirius Aimer, you're still mechuyiv. There are such shittas. So that's one suffix. And then you have a machlekes, let's say you're not mechuyiv, but you're mechuyiv in the mitzvah generally, it's just now you can't be yetzah. So, that's totally in this machlekes Rishayim. The Rishayim that hold the ben ir can't be yetzah, your ben kfar means even if you're mechuyiv in this mitzvah, but since you can't be yetzah with this kriya, so now you can't be yetzah, who would then hear? Even though you're mechuyiv in Sphere Simon, but since you can't be yetzah with this sphere because you missed the day, you can't be yetzah. But Rashi holds that once you're mechuyiv in the mitzvah, you can be yetzah even if you can't be yetzah with that. So who would then, if you forgot a day of Sphere Simon, you could be yetzah? So that's one suffix. And you have a suffix, maybe you are mechuyiv, because the mechuyiv Shishayim of missing a day is a problem. So Meir Lefi's there, he says, maybe I'll svek-sveki, you could be yetzah. Now the stipler pretty much has the same shtickle. He didn't say over b'shmai because he doesn't say it exactly the same way, but the stipler pretty much says over the same shtickle that the machloikis, Rashi and the Rishayim, if a ben ir could be mighty a ben kfar, is if you're mechuyiv in the same mitzvah, but you happen not to be able to be yetzer with this mitzvah in this way, could you be mighty? But he asks the kasha. There's another Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Ran brings it in the beginning of the second parak. The Mishnah says that if you know Lashon Kodesh, what the Mishnah calls a Shuri, then you can't be Yetzir the Megillah and other Lashonis. If you don't know yet, if you don't know Lashon Kodesh, then you could. Kara lies lo yatzav, a kara lies lo yizayis belaz. Lo yizayis means someone who only knows the other Lashon, and he could be Yetzir another Lashon. So the Shalmi has a Shaila. Hayadeya Ashuri v'yadeya laz, now she Yetzir as a chayrim belaz. Let's say you know Ashuri, you know laz. Could you be mighty other people belaz? They could read the Megillah in English because they don't know Hebrew. You know Hebrew, so you can't be yetzi yourself in English. But could you be read the Megillah in English for people that only know English? So Yishalmi answers, since he's not mechuyiv b'dav, he's not mitzvah ramadei chavasan. So in fact, the stipulus is exactly the case. You're both mechuyiv in the same mitzvah. For you, it doesn't work. It's mamash like the ben ir and the ben kfar. You're both mechuyiv in the same mitzvah, but the ben ir has to wait till you're dalad. The ben kfar can lay in early. So right, it's mamash the same case. L'chor, that's the Yishalmi shayla, and the Yishalmi's answer is, you're not a mechuyiv b'dav, and it's ramadei chavasan. Even though you are mechuyiv in that mitzvah, for you, it's not a good kriya. So mele, it can't be mitzvah. So what's, l'chor, this Yishalmi is shver and rashi. Saifa tries to say chilukim, but lemaisa, the kasha is a good kasha. Lemaisa, not everyone learns Yerushalmi that way. In the Rivash in Siman Shin Tzadik Aleph, he has a whole discussion about this with Rav Chisdai Shleiman. They're discussing about laning Belaz, and they discuss Mamish's thing. If Yedei Ashur, he could do it. They bring that the Rambam Menuchas Megillah Perek Dalach Abayis, he explains the Yerushalmi that the Megillah was written by Ashuri. You're reading it Belaz, but the reason why you're not Yetza is not because you know Ashuri. The Rambam holds that if you know Ashuri and Laz, you could be Yetza. The reason why you're not Yetza is because the Megillah is written Ashuri, and it blames that you're reading it Balpeh. Now, the Chari is very shver, because then why would the Shemei be Yetza? Why do you have to come on to the din of Kosi and Mechuyi B'dav and Emeis Echeim Dechei Vasan? But the Maisa, that's what the Yishalmi says. Yishalmi says we're discussing a Megillah that's written in Ashuri, and the guy's Yedei Ashuri V'dei Elash, he's not being able to Meitzi them because it's considered Balpeh. And then he says, he's not Yetza because it's Balpeh, and Mela, they're not Yetza because, since he's not Yetza, they're not Yetza because it wouldn't be Shmer and Rashi. The issue is a different issue there. But good, but it's a good example. Between this Chakira, right, we have the Ben Ir being Maitzi to Ben Kfar, which has the same Chiyah, but for him he's not going to be Yetzah. We have the Svir Sa'imer, where you miss the day, which is Mechayiv in the same Mitzvah, for him he can't be Yetzah. And we have this case, if you hold that someone who knows Lashon Kodesh is not Yetzah Belaz, which Yishalmi is Mashma, and Yishalmi is Mashma, he can't be Maitzi, even someone who only knows Laskus Vaita, it's not a mitzvah for him. Totally in the same Chakir. Now let's get into another Inyan. The Gemara is discussing the Drasha, how do we know that you can lay in the earlier days? The Gemara says it has to be that it's all in the Megillah, because the Anshin Chazdil had to be Misakin, because otherwise, Eim Bezin Yachal Levata, Div Bezin Chavim, Kan Yachal Menem Chachav Minyan. So now the Gemara brings two Drashas, either because Zman Zmanam Zmanehem, that they're adding two extra days, or Yamim Kayamim, they're adding two extra days, and the Gemara asks the Kasha, maybe it's Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. How do you know it's Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel? So the Gemara says, Yud Gimel's man kill a koilhi v'leit tzarech libui. That's Lashon the Gemara. Yud Gimel is a time of gathering for everyone, and you don't have to be married by Yud Gimel, and therefore being married by Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Now, three pshatim in the Rishayim, what it means, Yud Gimel's man kill a koilhi. Rashi says Man Kil Lakali means everybody gathered to fight with the enemies, both in Shushan and Shamakim. In other words, in Shushan, Yudalot also. Yudalot was his Man Killer just for Shushan, Yud Gimel was his Man Killer for everyone. So, Mel, you don't need a pasuk to your mind, but Rashi says, because Ikar HaNeis Bayhaya. Of course it's Roy Lakriya, because Ikar HaNeis Bayhaya. So that's how Rashi learns. Yud Gimel's man kill lekali means that they went to fight in Yud Gimel. That's a Rav Yishayim learned also. But Rashi says, since they went to fight in Yud Gimel, that's the reason why you don't need a ribui, because it's partial that you can lay Megillah then. That's when the nace happened. Of course you can lay Megillah on the day the nace happened. So the Rashi has two kashas. One kasha is, even if the nace happened that day, but the Anshin Knesset Gdela said, Yudalan and Tizvav. How could, just because the nace happened that day, how does that mean that you can lay on Yud Gimel when the Anshin Gezel said Yudal and Tezvav? And then he has another kasha, it's a separate kasha, that the time of the Melchama, that's not the celebration time. The Melchama wasn't going to celebration. The celebration was going to celebration. V'noyach me'aveya, v'noyach ba'aba asabai. Kayom ha'shenochu be'ma Yehudim. The peacefulness, the peace, that's what shaft the celebration. The Melchama is not a time for celebration. Two kashas. Now the second kasha is not mamish mukhrich. The second kasha Rashi could argue. Rashi could say no. The celebration was the nace, and the nace happened on Yud Gimel. They celebrated after the nace, but for sure we could celebrate the day of the nace, right? So Jisanta Machlekes, if the day that the nace happened is a day that makes sense to celebrate, or no? Okay, after the celebration should be afterwards when they were being nayach. But al kapanim, we could hear both standard. But the other kasha, l'chayr shmer, even though it makes sense to us that they should celebrate on Yud Gimel, but Anshin Gdel apparently didn't feel that way, they made it Yudalan and Tezvav, how could you go and say Yud Gimel also? That's not the day that was Nikva. Like, Terei Evin asks even more, so then, why can't the Krachim and Ayaris Gdelis lay on Yud Gimel? If a Krachim and Ayaris Gdelis want to lay on Yud Gimel, they wouldn't be Yitzah, because the Pasuk says Yudalan and Tezvav. So why would, without any pasuk, would we say that you don't need a pasuk? He asks even more. The Gemara towards the end of the Amud says, he should have said, Cham Mayim, the current also be in Gimel. Vais says, without the pasuk of Zman Zmanam's Manehem, you wouldn't be Mabba Yid Gimel either. And he says, and don't tell me that once you have the pasuk of Zman Zmanam's Manehem, which would teach you Av and Yibay, so we'll also throw in Yid Gimel Misvara. Why? Why wouldn't we say that the pasuk would tell you days in Yid Gimel? The pasuk only says 2 days. You have to say Avart that Lechaya, that even though Avada, Stamazay, you can't lay on Yid Gimel, even according to Rashi, the pasuk says Yidal Tezvav, but to be called an Akir from that Takana wouldn't be. That much they would have Rishus if they want to change it to Yud Gimel, it wouldn't be called an Akir from Takana Sanchez Del. The Svesemis pretty much says it. And you have to say, there are Rabbanan that don't Darshan Zman's Manehem, they didn't make any Takana. So now that's why it's only Bismanah. But if they want to make a Takana, they want to make a Takana for Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, then they would need a Pasuk. If they want to make a Takana for Yud Gimel, there they could do it because we're not being Eiker the Takana, that is the Zman Anes, that also would be Nichwal, that wouldn't be called a Bittel of Anshin Zegdel's Takana. But that's Rashi's chat. The Yud Gimel's Makil Lakal, you don't need a Rimoy, because it's Pasha Yikalayim Begil of it. The Rishaynim, who are bothered by this Kasha, that first of all, Me'echa Teisa, the Zman Melchom is the Zman of Pri, it's not the Zman of Naich, they bring a Yishalmi that says, Mamish Pung Faket. The Yishalmi says like this, Yishalmi is the same Josh as the Agamara, Yom Kenegad Yom, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis Kenegad Yud Aleph Tezvav. So the Gemara Yishalmi asks the Kasha like the Bavli, oh, Yud Beis Yud Gimel Kenegad Yud Aleph Tezvav. Right? Why don't we say it's Yud Beis and Yud Gimel? Amr Av Chalba, Yom Yud Gimel Zman Melchom Alakali, Afu Mechiach Al Atzmei She'em Bay Naicha. Since it's a Zman Melchom, so it doesn't have Naicha. And it means that you cannot be Marbit. You can't be Marbit Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel is the worst possible day to read Megillah. It's the time of the Melchom. That can't be the time to read Megillah. Ah, so Fekti Yishalmi Me'atol Yekirbay. Ah, so that's not the time to read Megillah, so Yitaka shouldn't be able to read it. So Yishalmi says, the fun of Lachav Kairin, boy, ain't Kairin. So Faket, Melchama is not a Zman Kriya. Melchama is the opposite of Kriya. So you have to marry another 2 days. It can't be after Purim because Layavah. So it has to be four. So what are the 2 days? Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. But once we anyway have the din, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Aleph, and Tezvav, so your Gimel Memela comes along. If you have the 2 days before the Zman Kriya, you have the 2 days after Zman Kriya, so Mela Migra that you have, you can read before, you can read after, you can read on your Gimel also. That's what the Yishalmi says. As they lechayr pashim shat in the Yishalmi, and the Rishayim want to say this, the Bavli also means that. Even though the Bavli didn't say much, the Bavli said Yigimel's man kim lekali v'leit sarach l'ribuye. It means the whole shtickle. Yigimel's man kim lekali, and it's really impossible to marry. Ay bazay after Yud Aleph in Yud Beis, why do you learn Yigimel? Oh, that's because the sarach l'ribuye, because the fun of the karam achav karin. The Benetam is very bothered. The Rush brings the Benetam. He's very bothered. He says it's very sus in the sugi. He's also bothered by another kasha. He's bothered, killer doesn't mean mulchama. That the Rishayim say, no, we're using the Lashon HaPasuk, Nikalu Yehuda Mirei and Mulchama Yisrael Esek Shreirish. But Shalmi says, before it's mulchama. He says, the Bavli says, killer doesn't mean mulchama. But that's not so shrey. The Rishayim say that he's using the Lashon of the crop. But he asks the Pasuk, the Gemara Mamish doesn't say it. The Gemara says, because it's Zman Kul, it's Sarach Lebuyeh. The Yishalmi says it, but to say that the Bavli means it's impossible to marry but because it's Zman Melchama, and then it's Leisarach Lebuya because the fun of Lach of Karim Bayin Karin, it's just very sasim in the Gemara. So Benetam says a third pshat. Benetam says Zman Kil Lekal Bechal doesn't mean Melchama. Zman Kil Lekal means Tainus Esther. Now what does it mean? That everybody comes and gathers in the shuls on Tainus Esther to Teislichas and Nechnunim. They're davening just like the davening Merchav Esther, because it was Yemei Melchama, and he brings, you found that they made a tainus on the day of Melchemes Amalek by Moshe Rabbeinu. That Moshe Rabbeinu called Ol Reish Yegiva means that they were kavei a tainus. It's a medrash that Rashi brings in Al HaTorah. And Rabbeinu Tam says that this pirish is a sad that we make tainus Esther. There's no Gemara anywhere, nothing besides for this, this is the only reference, but there's no reference anywhere in Talmudic literature, that such a thing as Tainus Esther, and we all make Tainus Esther. Taira says there is. Here's the Gemara. The Gimel's man killed the Kohen means Tanis Esther. The Rishayin bring that the Shilta says it. The Shilta says it. The Shilta Taka learns Tanis Esther comes from this Gemara. The Gimel's man killed the Kohen. Now, what's the pshat that because it's Tanis Esther, I don't have to admire, but I know I can read Megillah in it because it's Tanis Esther. What does Tanis Esther have to do with reading Megillah? The Marachai reads it ice. The Marachai says that since the Anshei Hasdol Masakin to be Misan and Misbal be Gimel, Goli that Tayu Shiyam Shiachal Liskar Anei Skama Dekriyas Megillah. Because, see, Rav Chaim Aaron Turchin explains this. He has this Sefer Kunchis Chanukah Megillah from Chaim Aaron Turchin, who was a Talmud of the Brisker Rav, Shmaka Sefer. He says, that we fast and daven on Tainus Esther, that's part of the Neis Purim. That's part of a commemorating the Neis Purim. That's why we do it. Because the Rambam says, it's the Rambam, hard to find Rambam. The Rambam brings down all the mitzvahs, besides for Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam. The Rambam, Yana Chazaka, brings a summary of all 613 mitzvahs. And at the end of it, he discusses mitzvahs derabbanan, and he mentions mitzvahs Purim, and he says the reason for mitzvahs Purim is, so that's the point of Purim. Purim is to commemorate that Hashem listens to our tefillahs. That's why we daven and fast and time assess to us the time of Chaim and Turchin, because that's also to show this inyan, to show them to remember Purim, to remember this yisayin that Hashem listens to our tefillahs. So mele oiva zay. If we fast and daven on Tainus Esther, stating them that this is a day that commemorates the Neis of Purim. Now you're going to have to say from Rabbeinu Tam, and the Mordechai pretty much says this, that the din of Tainus Esther was nisken from the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. Because if the Gemara is using Tainus Esther as an answer, right, Rabbeinu Tam and the Shultis, that Tainus Esther is an answer. How do we know we can lay Megillah on Yigimah? Why don't we say in Bezin Yachal Levatim Bezin Chaveren Kenu God Merchak Minyan? And the answer is because it's Tanis Esther. If Tanis Esther Gufa wasn't from Tanis Gedela, so right, it's a bittul Tanis Gedela. Tanis Gedela says commemorate Purim the Yidam Dizvav, and we're commemorating Purim on Yigimah. Why? Because Tanis Esther. So what? Tanis Esther also didn't come from Tanis Gedela. Elamai, you have to say according to many times in the Shultis that Tanis Esther came from Tanis Gedela. Whose date? So the Ran on the Rith and Misaktis Tainis says that the Raivan held that way. The Raivan held that the Pasuk that says, is the Pasuk in Megillah, that Kimu v'kimu idem ayam azaram ay layam elin eskarim v'nasim ray mechol davidah kashakimu al-atzmam divet saimis v'zakasam kashakimu al-nashim v'zam divet saimis v'zakasam. They're makabal in Megillah just like they're makabal on themselves and on their children divet saimis v'zakasam. The Ravid says it means they were makabel to fast on Tainus Esther. That was all part of Mordechai v'Esther's takana. There was a takana to celebrate Purim. There was a takana of David Simus v'Zakasam. There was a takana to fast on Tainus Esther. So that stems. The Ravid says, Mamish, that's Dush State in the Megillah. There's Tainus Esther. And that's already the time of the Shul. So the Maisa, we don't bask on that way. Rav Yishenim hold that Tainus Esther is just a minig v'alma. Forget, because there's no smach to it, it's just a minig ba'alma faket. We're more makel on Tainus Esther than other taniyos. The guy made different halachas because Tainus Esther is managed a minig. But Rabbeinu Tam and the Shultis, the Chayyah, are mamish saying, like the Raiva that the Ran brings, the Ran says the Pasuk means differently. The Pasuk means that Makabal, this din of Purim, with the same chayim that Makabal, the other taniyos, meaning Tisha B'Av, and the other ones, Tzayim Revi, Tzayim Chamishi, Tzayim Shvi, Tzayim Asiri, just like that's a Takanas Nevi'im, Purim's also a Takanas Nevi'im. That's what it means. It doesn't mean there's a new Takana of Tzayim for Purim of Tainus Esther. But Al-Kapana Ben Tam and the Shildas, if the Gemara means that Tainus Esther is telling you that that's the reason to lay Megillah, you're going to have to say that Tainus Esther is also part of the Takanas Hashem Esdela, and that will be like the Raiva that David Tzayim is the custom tells you that there's a Takanas Nevi'im to fast on Tainus Esther.